Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. Thank you so much for opening up this email. Thank you for moving in faith and obedience already in advance. I sense the presence and the power of God moving even right now. While I was in prayer, God began to speak to me concerning promises, concerning the blessings of God. In a moment, beloved, I want to share just a few things with you as you're moving in faith, because I sense by the power of God that miracles are happening. For the Lord says you have been selected to be a part of achievers, selected to be a mover and a shaker. For the Lord calls you successful. For the Lord calls you generous and blessed. For the Lord says you care deeply about many people, and I'm going to bless you and I'm going to reward you. For you are called and chosen of my purpose and of my glory. You know, beloved, many things are happening in this season. Many things are happening in this hour. As you move in faith today and release your miracle seed of abiding in God's anointing, there are promises I've shared with you as you continue to read this email. I've shared two of the promises with you. I have five more that I want to share with you. What is going to happen when you get the other five? Favor, grace, opportunities, and change, and miracle, and blessings. Today, beloved, you have the chance to change your level of faith by changing the level of your obedience. I want to share a few principles with you. You see, your life begins and it ends with your reaction to a godly instruction. I'm going to say that again. Number one, your life begins and it ends with your reaction to a God instruction. The instructions you follow will determine the miracles that you walk to. Every time you follow a prophetic instruction, it creates a bridge for you to get to the other side. It stops the enemy. It brings protection and it brings covering. Angels are assembled when you follow God's instructions. As you follow God's instructions today and get your miracle seed and double it up for double miracles, double blessings, or double anointing, you're going to step into your blessings. For even as Elisha got the double anointing, the double miracles, double increase, as he got the double anointing from that of his mentor, Prophet Elijah. Peter got a double anointing. Paul got a double anointing. Timothy got a double anointing. I see double miracles opening up for you. He'll not only bless you once, but he'll bless you twice. And guess what? It's going to quadruple in and go down into your seed as well. I see miracles. Number two, God's instructions are not to test you. They are to reward you. As you move in faith today, prophetically as a prophet, this is not to test you, but it is to reward you. Your act of obedience will reward you and bless you. Number three, God will never tell you anything that he does not think that you could obey. I want you to hear that again. God will never tell you to do anything that he does not think that you could obey. You see, beloved, instructions are what God gives you when you ask him for an opportunity. You've asked God for some things. You've been believing God for miracles. Now God has given you an instruction to release the miracles. As you understand these seven blessings, these seven promises of trusting and abiding in God's anointing, you will see miracles. You cannot miss. The devil don't want you to get it. But you're going to get it today as you move in faith. If you did the seed once, do it again. Double it up for the miracles and the blessings of God. Let me share another principle with you, beloved, this morning. There will be days in the famine when God will want your last cake before he gives you the bakery. I want to say that again, beloved. There will be days of famine, days of hardship, sometimes days of struggle where you don't know where to go, and where it seems like you can't get a penny or a dime, where you are struggling to receive, struggling to have. But you must believe God. So there will be days in the famine when God will want your last cake. God is asking for your last cake. But as you move in faith, he'll provide for you your seed and your seed to come. Your future harvest is being prepared as you move in faith today. You are securing your future blessings as you say yes and click on this link today. It says, I am doubling up for the miracles of God. as you're pursuing the glory of God, God is going to give it to you. See, when you sow your seed, you are chasing after a blessing, and you indebt God to bless you. I'm going to say that again with you, beloved. There will be days in the famine when God will want your last cake before he gives you the bakery. You're going to receive the bakery today, and you will eat the good of the land, and sweet things will come forth in your life. Read, beloved, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 11 through 16. Another principle. You cannot confess a prosperity scripture unless you obey a prosperity instruction. This is very powerful. I saw blessings. I saw increase. I saw lost money. I saw a debt being cleared. This is a small seed, but the rewards are so great. You see, you can't make a withdrawal without making a deposit. This small deposit will produce miracles in your life. Everything that you will ever want will always be on the other side of an action, not a declaration. Lastly, my last principle with you, because I have more to share with you, and I got to go back into prayer. Obedience determines the depth of your pace. You want to accelerate your pace? You want to accelerate your miracles? Then follow the instructions and click on that link that says, I am ready. I need to know these seven promises as I abide in the presence of God. My seven promises as I move in faith today. You see, God's future does not depend on your obedience. Yours does. The blessings of God are already there, but you must attach your faith. Your faith, the thing that your flesh so desires, you must attach your faith and say, I trust you, God. My last principle with you this morning. Pain is not the result of something that you can't get. Let me say that again. Pain is not the result of something that you can't get. It is a result of something you're not allowing God to give to you. The Bible declares in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. God is speaking to you right now. If thou would hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, he will bless you this morning. He'll bless you today. He'll bless you in the remainder of this year. Obedience is the answer and the key to the miracles of God. Now click on that link, because I must reveal to you the seven promises, the seven blessings of your act of obedience. And as you sow your seed, you are attaching yourself to a remarkable season of an overflow. A remarkable season of the overflow. I'm asking you from the depths and the bottom of my heart that as we're touching the souls and the lives of many people, you too will touch them. This is the greatest order that God has given us, to preach the gospel. Move in faith, because this is not only for you, but also for your loved ones. God bless you, beloved. Click on the seed. I look forward to getting you this ebook on the seven promises of obedience, the seven promises of God's anointing in your life. They're yours, and they're available to you. God bless you. Now click on the link. Open my eyes. Help me believe, oh God, that I am what you see and what you say that I am. I am not what others say I am. Oh God, you see me better than I see myself. I want to see myself, oh God, the way you see me. There are times that I go through things, but you see the best in me. Oh God, show us where we are. Show us your glory. Stop the hands of the enemy. Oh God, open up our belief today that we may see ourselves as you see us. God sees you faithful. God sees you victorious.